Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 43 degrees at 8:30 on Valentine's Day. A major winter storm is pummeling the West Coast.
It's raining in Southern California, and a winter storm warning was in effect for parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains. Several feet of snow are possible. The National Weather Service in Reno issued a warning for roof avalanches when snow is suddenly released off of a roof. All the precipitation's impacting travel.
Try to avoid it if possible, or extra time, especially there could be some flooded roads. And then really avoid travel through the Sierra Passes.
Meteorologist Eric Kurth notes California's had a wet winter so far.
We've been getting some Arctic air dropping almost straight down from western Canada,
impacting atmospheric rivers, which are bringing warmer moisture to California from across the Pacific. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Wichita church broken into and its contents ransacked. This happened Tuesday night at the Westside Baptist Church in the 300 block of South Seneca. Pastor Shane Creech tells KSNU's he got a call that the church alarm was going off.
I knew that the scouts were here, and sometimes the kids kind of get a little bit carried away, and sometimes they set the alarm off, so I just made that assumption and told them to cancel the call.
Pastor Creech later learned that someone else had gotten into the building and created quite a mess. Wires were pulled from sound equipment, photos and a Bible damaged. The church is looking at adding to its security. Lawrence City Commissioners appear open to a proposal to significantly reduce the fines for possession of small amounts of marijuana in the city. During a work session Tuesday, the commission reviewed a draft ordinance that proposed reducing the minimum fine for possessing 32 grams or less of marijuana from $200 to $50 for first-time offenders. The Lawrence Journal-World reports commissioners indicated they were interested in reducing the fine to $1 for first- and second-time offenders. Recently, Kansas' new governor referenced a 100% annual turnover rate in entry-level Kansas Department of Transportation equipment operators. KSNU spoke with KDOT Public Affairs Manager Tom Hine, who says KDOT is facing staffing issues.
Oftentimes we'll bring in new people, we'll train them, they get a commercial driver's license, and then they'll go to a higher-paying job.
The pay for an entry-level equipment operator, $13.33 an hour. Hine says KDOT is hiring with 14 equipment operator trainee positions in Wichita and a total of 33 openings in South Central Kansas.
Democrats from across the country are gathering in the nation's capital ahead of what's expected to be a contentious nomination contest.
Throughout the rest of the week, members of the Democratic National Committee will caucus and organize ahead of the 2020 election cycle. The party has already scheduled most of the primaries, kicking off with the Iowa caucuses in February of next year. A debate schedule is also tentatively set. A dozen are planned. The first one will be in June. Details of when and where could be announced this week. After the 2016 election, Democratic Party leaders began an effort to make the nomination process more transparent. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One of the fugitives on the FBI's infamous list of most wanted men is believed to have been killed during a raid in North Carolina.
FBI agents say a man shot to death in the middle of a raid on a motel room in the Raleigh suburb of Apex, North Carolina, is likely a man listed on their 10 most wanted fugitives list. They're waiting to positively identify the dead man as Greg Allen Carson, who was wanted for multiple crimes, including a sexual assault committed last fall. While the agents won't say gunfire was exchanged, the deceased person was armed. They had been tracking Carlson in the Carolinas, Alabama, and Florida for some time. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. One more warm weather day before another cold air mass starts to make its way in this afternoon and this evening, leading to another winter storm system. By mid-afternoon, we could hit 62 with gusty winds turning to the north, a chance of sleet and freezing rain towards morning with a low 23, and occasional snow early tomorrow, Friday's high 28. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 43 degrees, a west wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on Valentine's Day. Time for entertainment news, The Blur, and Ted Woodward on The Blur saying a brave new world is coming to TV.
How about a little dystopia on your small screen?
Dystopia, yeah.
Aldous Huxley's Brave New World is coming to the USA Network as a new series based on the groundbreaking 1932 novel, which imagines a utopian society. The book has been compared to George Orwell's 1984, but whereas in Orwell's future he wrote that our fears will ruin us, Huxley wrote, it is our desires that will ruin us. Largely set in a futuristic world state, the novel anticipates huge scientific developments in reproductive technology, sleep learning, psychological manipulation, and classical conditioning that are combined to make a utopian society that goes challenged only by a single outsider. Huxley often referred to Brave New World as a negative utopia. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I guess I incorrectly label that as dystopian.
Dystopia? I don't know.
No, that's not incorrect.
Some of it isn't.
So what is dystopia then?
That would be a future world which is a much more bleaker outlook.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know,
what's the opposite of dystopia?
Well,
it'll
be utopia.
Utopia. Okay.
Better world in the future.
I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
That's very educational right there. That was good
stuff.
Guess.
Yeah. You don't want a nitwit I am. I don't know. Yeah.
No.
Hey, let's Steve's getting pumped about a big Disney sequel.
A teaser trailer for the Disney movie Frozen 2 just released. In it, we see Queen Elsa, voiced by Idina Menzel, trying to get across a mighty ocean by freezing the water. The teaser doesn't give much away about the sequel, but we do see Elsa with Princess Anna, voiced by Kristen Bell, as well as Olaf, Kristoff, and his reindeer Sven. Prior to this teaser being released, one of the directors hinted to Variety this movie will be an even bigger and more epic adventure. Frozen 2 out November 22nd. I'm Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Frozen 2. Are you excited, Steve?
Not really. I didn't see Frozen 1.
Oh, yikes. Oh.
I guess it missed my grandkids.
How could it? Yeah. There's no way. They've got to be in it.
Yeah.
Here's Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
And while everything is frozen, Disney took advantage of that fact this morning, releasing a teaser trailer for Frozen 2. That's right. Just when the Baby Shark song's finally starting to get out of our heads, there's a new batch of Frozen songs on the way. For those who don't have kids, Frozen is a street-legal drug for children that's 10 times as addictive as Paw Patrol and gummy worms combined. And
okay. All right. Nick Cannon slams a number of celebrities previously engaged in blackface.
In a post on Instagram, actor and TV host Nick Cannon shared photos and video of comedians Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Sarah Silverman previously appearing in blackface. Silverman formally apologized for wearing blackface in a 2007 sketch. Fallon once played Chris Rock on Saturday Night Live, and Kimmel played NBA star Karl Malone on The Man Show. Cannon posts, "I'm always on the side of the comedian and never pander to the sensitive, but I feel there needs to be some truth and reconciliation discussions and teachable moments amongst our communities." It comes as several Virginia lawmakers have come under fire for blackface scandals. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Hey, Steve, Whitesnake has a new song for St. Valentine's Day.
Here I go again on my own.
Whitesnake is making the most out of this Valentine's Day to unveil the first single off their new album being released this May. And what better holiday to unveil a hearts and flowery track with a hard rock attitude titled Shut Up and Kiss Me. The band has been teasing fans with a 24-second video snippet online, but today we'll get the tune in total as a special release. Shut Up and Kiss Me comes from Whitesnake's long-awaited 13th studio album, Flesh and Blood, which was supposed to be released last year but was pushed back after the band apologized in a joint statement with Frontier Records, saying they had to postpone due to unforeseen technical issues whilst mixing the album. I mean, at least they're polite about it. David Coverdale and crew will also be out rocking this summer, scheduled to play the Download Festival in June with Def Leppard, Blackberry Smoke, and Sacramento's own Tesla. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Let's get up close with a wrestler.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on WWE Superstar Paige. The new film, Fighting With My Family, is based on her life, growing up in a small town in England, then heading to the States on a journey to WWE global stardom. It all started when the film's producer, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, saw a documentary about her family, then brought in his friend Stephen Merchant to write and direct it. Paige says at first, it was emotional watching the film.
I was crying too much. I was like, this is just so good. Like, I don't know. But So I couldn't really let it sink in.
The film, being an underdog story about a female athlete, is something she's proud of.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. I mean, it come at the perfect time because, like, women empowerment is a really strong message at the minute, and I love to be a part of that.
Though she notes, that's only one layer of the story.
Like, this movie isn't just about women empowerment. It's just to empower anybody, anyone that has a dream or anyone that doesn't feel like they belong or that they don't fit in, that's their superpower and that they can do anything they set their mind to.
Devin Kelly, Fox News.
Kind of the female Rocky then, huh?
There you go.
Rockette.
Sure.
There you go.
Why not? Hey, as Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra once sang, you've either got or you haven't got style.
Yeah, that's true.
People magazine has revealed its list of Hollywood's most stylish stars.
Just a week and a half away from the Academy Awards, and People magazine has released their list of Hollywood's most stylish stars, naming Lupita Nyong'o as a trailblazing beauty, Emma Stone as a modern romantic, and Nicole Kidman as an elegant icon.
You can have your space.
Grammy-winning country star Kacey Musgraves is considered a rule breaker, Rihanna a showstopper, and Amber Heard the bombshell.
The Nick you're dating is Nick Young?
Yeah, you guys know them or something?
Hells yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians actress Constance Wu is the fresh face. As for men, Donald Glover's style is a throwback, while Henry Golding, the lead in Crazy Rich Asians, is a gentleman. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A little bit of Wichita entertainment history. 40 years ago on this day, the city commission designated the Orpheum Theater as an historic landmark.
How about that?
Of course, there was talk, a lot of talk at that time that let's just tear this thing down. It's a piece of junk.
Right.
But some folks figured out a way to get it preserved, and it's still useful.
They still working on that?
Yeah. Slowly.
Let's get her done. Come on.
That's how I feel. Get her done.
Get her done. Do a little fundraising
drive. I know, it's easier said than
done.
Easier said than done, I know. Yeah, the Orpheum Theater. It's 40 years ago today. Hey, happy birthday today to TV personality Hugh Downs. 98 today.
At one time,
he held the record for most hours ever on as
TV?
A television personality.
Yeah.
I believe that record was broken by Regis Philbin.
I think you're right.
But, yeah, Hugh Downs, happy birthday. He is 98 today. Mm-hmm. Longtime newsman.
And he
was on 2020 for years and years and years. So he's celebrating a birthday today.
Yep.
All right, let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
El Chapo was convicted. Here's the scary thing. He is a master of escape. You know that? Yeah. In the past, he's gotten out of two high-security prisons. And even more impressive, he once got out of his contract with 24-Hour Fitness, which I thought was...
And here's the Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
El Chapo has escaped from Mexican prison twice. So experts expect him to be sent to the federal government's supermax prison in Florence, Colorado, a place so remote and so austere, it has been called the Alcatraz of the Rockies. El Chapo is going to live under a mountain in Colorado next to the Unabomber, Joker Tsarnaev, and Matt Lauer. I assume that's where Matt Lauer is. I don't know. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is...
Where in the world is...
Matt Lauer.
All right. Oh, God. And, hey, it is St. Valentine's Day
today.
So, you know, of course, romantic movies come to mind. I'll give you, here's several St. Valentine's Day romantic lines from movies. Let's see how many of these you can pick out.
I never knew I could be like this.
You'll always have Paris.
You complete me.
You make me want to be a better man.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
As you wish.
I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
I got a couple of them. From Here to Eternity.
Yes, From Here to Eternity was the first one.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Harry Met Sally or something.
That was the last one there with Billy Crystal.
I recognized one from The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride was right before that.
I wouldn't get that one.
Yep. You also had Casablanca, Jerry Maguire, As Good As
Casablanca?
It Gets.
Casablanca? What was that one?
That was early on.
What did he say?
Maybe we'll always have Paris.
Oh, yeah, we'll always have Paris.
Notting Hill. Yeah. So okay. You guys got most of them. Good job. Well, I know they were really quick.
I don't know about Jay, but I'm a really romantic guy.
Yeah. Of course, your wife, we had St. Shelley on earlier in the show.
Right.
I know one of her favorites is
Somewhere in Time. Oh,
which
yeah.
I'm right with her on that one. That's a fantastic movie.
Good shoot.
Yeah,
movie.
You can get a lot of romantic choices
you
from St. Valentine's Day. Hey, entertainment news on the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. You know, they've been serving customers in Wichita in the area for more than 20 years.
Including me.
They've been at it, and they do a nice job. What did they help you? What appliance did they?
I forget what it was, but they did a good job.
Yeah,
I know that.
So you haven't had to call them back.
Nope.
Yeah, there you go. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment at 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
844 Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Honeywell workers may find a new workplace in Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.